What are some of your concerns when you are preparing for a tournament, or right before a tournament you're preparing? What are some of your biggest concerns in terms of your preparation? Do you try to focus on one particular area, or does it depend on the tournament, or do you even think about the opposition at all? Do you make any special preparations?
Well, I think the two biggest things that everybody's always worried about going into tournament is one, any holes in your theoretical preparation that mm-hmm. may need addressing. And two, what is your form like? Your form is actually the bigger of the two. I find that when I'm in form, when I'm calculating well, when I'm seeing well, when I feel comfortable at the board, when I'm just overall in a good frame of mind, spiritually, emotionally, physical fitness, when all that's together, I don't care what position's on the chessboard. I just play, and I'll get out of bad positions much better. I draw games I might have lost if I was in a different frame of mind or a whole different chess form. I think that takes special attention. Pay attention to that, because I find that I'm tremendously successful when I'm in form, when I'm seen, when the board just comes naturally. And that has nothing to do with your opening preparation, because you could be as prepared as ever, get good position, and just lose.
Yeah.
I mean, the most popular refrain among chess players is, I was winning.
Yeah.
So
I've said that a lot.
We all have. And that really, I think, boils down to the fact that our minds are not that clear, are not 100%, and we're unable to just play chess. And, you know, sometimes it's as much, you know, you might have had an argument with your wife or your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
or things are not going so well at work. And I think really you have to pay a lot of attention to that when you go into the tournament. I think that's the thing I pay attention to the most, is how do I feel going into this tournament? When I don't feel good going to a tournament, I usually don't play that well. It's not always been the case. Sometimes I don't feel good, and I've still done okay. I remember my second Foxwood win. I felt terrible before the tournament because I had been so distracted with a lot of things. And then I went to the tournament and I played well. You know, tie for first.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Golden in a big game in round six. So it's not always the case, but it's much better to prepare yourself in those ways, I think.
Let me ask you this question about board demeanor. Some players sit at the board for 7 hours straight, or, of course, maybe one or two times they may get up, and then others seem to get up after every move or every other move. What are your suggestions in terms of that type of demeanor at the board? Do you think people should think on the other person's time, or do you think they should just kind of ease their mind so they can kind of not get too tense in the moment?
I think it depends on who you are. Me and Stephen Muhammad had a little discussion over this. Kasparov, for example, gets up all the time. If you've actually had a chance to watch Kasparov live, and I did when I was in Vicon Zay in 2000, you see Kasparov, he gets up almost every move, almost every single move. He's always working, though. His mind is still on the chess position, but he doesn't like to sit there. It either makes him nervous, he has a lot of nervous energy, he has to walk off. I'm similar to that. I don't like to sit at the board, you know, working, not working, but keeping that energy stable at the board. Like, I much prefer walking around and relaxing. But I'm still thinking about the position, of course. I'm still focused on what's going to happen. But you got to work. I mean, if you're not working, though, if you're just walking around casually talking, checking out the game, then you're not in the chess game. You got to be in the moment. You got to be thinking about your opponent's next move. That goes without saying, no matter which one you do,
mm-hmm.
you still have to be very focused on what's happening on the chessboard. And like, it happens a lot to me that people walk up to me when I'm walking around and start talking to me. They think that I'm relaxing. I'm not relaxing. I'm hard at work. And for you to talk to me in the middle of the game is tremendously distracting, because I'm in the middle of a calculation, and all of a sudden you walk up and I forget my calculation and I got to start from scratch. So I think it's all about the work. I think it's all about the work you're doing during the game. You have to be sweating. You have to be working hard during the game if you choose to do so because you can walk around and keep the side of the board in your head, or if you prefer to do so by sitting down, really the person's decision.
Is there are there some exercises that can help mental clarity with keeping that focus? Because I know sometimes you're sitting at the board and it could be any number of things that can make you lose your thought for just a second. And then that second could cause you to miscalculate a variation. Are there some exercises that would be good in helping to keep that focus?
Well, I think that meditation is really nice. I think to sit and meditate and practice meditation is a fabulous training method. I think another thing is to constantly check your internal dialogue. You will not be able to focus over 5 or 6 hours nonstop on the chess position. I mean, that's the human mind is generally not built to be that stable. But if you are aware of the fact that you're in survival mode when you're playing chess, that you really don't want to lose, that it's critical that you not lose, then you can check your thoughts. I mean, I've found myself in the middle of crucial games where all of a sudden I started just thinking about random stuff. So I'm like, you know, calling my wife later.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when I'm finished with this game, what am I going to eat? And you just start thinking extremely random thoughts. But if you're aware of the danger you're in at the chessboard, that those thoughts could lead to death, I mean, on the board, then you will quickly bring yourself back and you'll constantly, you know, check with your internal dialogue. There are even stupid things, I mean, things that sound kind of off the wall, like repetitive counting methods.
Mm-hmm.
Just counting to four and then starting over. You know, just to get yourself in a rhythm,
mm-hmm.
of just not thinking about too much other than the chessboard. And it keeps you from bringing in all kinds of extraneous thoughts, which lead to other thoughts. But that's maybe even harder work than chess.
Okay, now this is, next question I don't know, it's kind of loaded, but if, say you're in a tournament, it's right before the round, and a TD guy comes in and he puts the pairing chart up. And let's say you're playing in an international tournament and you see your name next to Anand or Shirov. When you see your name next to theirs, what goes to your mind immediately at that point?
Well, I've played neither one of those players, so I haven't had the honor of potentially being that terrified. But, you know, I get psyched. If I have to play a strong player, I immediately get a surge of adrenaline. I mean, somebody who I respect, somebody I know who has skills, somebody who I know, if I'm not careful, I'll get crushed. I just get excited. I just let's go. And the bigger the guy, the better. You know, I just find the thrill. Actually, never get scared.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, I mean, fear per se.
Right.
It's more of a rush of adrenaline. Like you get to climb Mount Everest. You know, it's like, oh, I get him this round. You know, like, yes, this is what I'm talking about. Which is really what I play chess for. I play chess for the challenge of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so it used to be, and I think that this is something else that players suffer from. It used to be that when I had to play a strong player, in your mind, in the back of your mind, you might be thinking, you know, a draw would be okay. But now, for me, a draw is not okay. No, you don't get the draw unless the position is saying a draw. I'm not offering you a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Don't offer me a draw. You know, in the rare occasion where I don't feel so good, then I'll take a draw.
Mm-hmm.
But if my brain is working and I feel fresh, time to fight. The whole point of being there.
Now let's take that thought and let's say TD guy puts up the pairing chart and you look at your name and then you look at the other guy's name and this guy is an expert. Then what goes to your mind?
I'm supposed to beat this guy. I'm not as thrilled, but I got to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
But I must admit, if psychologically for me, that's probably a much bigger weakness than if I had to play a strong opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't play chess to play people I can beat.
Yeah.
I play chess for the challenge, for the real hardcore rock'em sock'em, put your whole ability on the line challenge. And so I tend to have less than sterling results against weaker opponents. Because it used to be otherwise. It used to be, when I was weaker, I used to have better results against weaker opponents than I do now.
Do you think it's because, partly because of what you had just said before, if you're weaker and you're playing somebody very strong, you feel that surge of adrenaline, so they may be feeling that surge of adrenaline too, and maybe you're not feeling as much, and they might, maybe they might carry that energy into the game.
I think people play you a lot tougher when they know you're a grandmaster. I think that's the case. And I think also, when I was a master, then playing a master was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And playing a senior master was a challenge, was seen, you know, for me personally as something that I had to do well at. But now that I'm a GM, mentally I don't perceive those two as the same kind of challenges. Don't get me wrong, I still win.
Yeah.
Most of those games. It's just the same thrill of the struggle is not there. The full body thrill of the struggle is not there. It's not the same joy. I'm supposed to take care of business in that situation. I have to fight myself even more to stay focused in a game like that.